Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I returned a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person requesting this call? I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, honey. I was calling to claim my 2 weeks from my job. They gave us this slip to call and claim our week.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes, for 2 weeks.
Can I please have your social security number?
Yes, 591-665-2256.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 591-665-2256.
Yes.
Is this going to be your first time filing?
With Alabama, yes.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your first name?
Anita, A-N-I-T-A.
And what is your middle initial?
E.
What is your last name?
Addison, A-D-D-I-S-O-N.
Is that going to be Anita E. Addison? Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
1-10-88.
That's going to be January 10, 1988?
Yes.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Sheila A. Addison.
That's going to be Addison, is that correct?
Yeah, Sheila A. Addison, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What is your driver's license date and your number?
I have a Florida driver's license, and the number is A325-005-88-5100.
Okay, that's going to be 8 like an apple. 325-005-88-5100. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged with certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or your savings?
My checking.
And what is your routing number?
0739-72-181.
That's going to be 0739-72-181. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what is your account number?
7,036-1905-1051.
That's going to be 7,361-905-1051. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is your mailing address?
3715 3rd Avenue East, Apartment D6, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 3-5-4-0-5.
Okay, that's going to be 3715 3rd Avenue East, Apartment D6, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's your residence address. Is it different from your mailing address?
That is my resident address. I do have a P.O. box.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be yes or no? That your resident address is different from your mailing address?
No.
Okay.
It's the same. That's my resident, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
What is your telephone number?
Okay. Hold on, because I just got this dog on. Six, 5, 9, 2, 3, 9, 40, 56.
That's going to be 6, 5, 9, 2, 3, 9, 4, 0, 5, 6.
Yes.
And what is your email address?
The email address?
Yes, ma'am.
AADonaldson3@gmail.com.
Okay, is that going to be AADonaldson3@gmail.com?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your mailing address is 3715 3rd Avenue East, Apartment D6, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? Are you 5 feet 0 inches? Are you 5 feet 4 inches? Are you 5 feet 9 inches? Are you 6 feet 0 inches? Or my height is not reported as any of these values?
I'm 5'4".
Which of the farm vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Is it a 1987 Oldsmobile Color Sierra? Is it a 1988 Nissan Van? Is it a 1993 Saturn S-Series? Is it a 1996 Mercedes-Benz C-Class? Or had never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I've never been associated with any of those vehicles.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? It's a 12 Sutton Drive. It's a 3649 49th Avenue North.
Yeah, 3649 49th Avenue North.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That's Waterfowl.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Within the last 12 months? No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama or a employer that is non-military or federal government in the last 18 months?
What was that again? Did I work with the military or what now?
The military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes, ma'am.
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
Okay, what the day is? The 12th? December 9th.
Okay, you said December the 9th?
December the 9th, yeah.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I had wanted to file the week of Thanksgiving. We were out a whole week.
Okay, and you said you wanted to file for the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. About your back date, you had to be able to contact the inquiry line for that. Did you want to write down that number?
Yeah, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is it called again?
The bat date.
Okay, and who do I get into contact with?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the inquiry line.
Inquire, how you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. INQUIRY.
Oh, inquiry line. Okay, what's their number?
It's 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
361.
Mm-hmm.
4524.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the number to the inquiry line.
Okay.
And you should be able to call that number right after 5 p.m. And that's going to be Sunday through Thursday to schedule an appointment.
And that's Sunday through Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have to call them after 5 o'clock p.m.?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a company.
Okay, that's going to be no. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
What was that again?
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither one.
Okay, that's going to be no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Neither one. That's a no.
Yes, ma'am. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Mm, 10 miles.
Okay, that's going to be 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
The lowest. $14.
That's going to be $14.
Mm-hmm.
Did you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
January 9th.
Okay, that's going to be January the 9th, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be yes?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you on the temporary layout due to a company vacation period or schedule company shut down for no more than 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What is your job title and description?
A food prep.
Okay, you said food prep.
Food
is that correct?
Prep. Yeah. Yes.
Food service prep. Yes. Okay, let me go back and add that to it. with your job description when you're performing duties which combine both food preparation and food service?
Yes.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No.
What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
Oh, I'm not currently seeking a job.
Okay, so you're going to be able to go back to the job once they open back up?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Would it be okay if I change that to yes for you?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. What is the name of your employer?
Aramark.
Is that going to be Aramark Campus LLC?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Hold on. Let's see, 205-348-5827.
That's gonna be 205-348-5827.
Yes.
When is your employment start date?
Employment start date?
Yes, ma'am.
Like when I first started working there?
Yes, ma'am.
What that offer letter? August 18th.
Is that going to be 2022?
Yes.
When was the last day that you worked?
The last day that I worked before we got off, December 9th. I apologize.
No worries. That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
What city and state the work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
No.
Okay, is Aramark the last employment that you worked for?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
I am working. We're just laid off for the week.
Yes, ma'am. What's because of lack of work? Have you been laid? Okay, so that's going to be because of lack of work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes.
Your temporary PIN number is 5688. Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
5688.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works.alabama.gov/VOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is
www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so basically what you're saying, I just claimed my week, right? So you're saying it's going to take 90 days for me to get the money for 1 week that I just claimed? Because if that's the case, we might as well cancel all this. That don't even make no sense.
No, ma'am. It takes no more than 2 to 3 weeks for the process.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be back at work by then.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that. That's how long it takes for it to process. And they should be able to send you out a letter and mail to let you know you've been approved.
Okay. So basically all I'm doing is just waiting on the letter because I can't seek no employment right now because I don't have a vehicle.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand that completely.
Okay, so you said something about if I don't, I thought all you had to do was just call and file your claim. If I don't do this extra stuff, they're going to interfere in my benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
So what more do I need to do?
Okay, the only thing that you need to do is just file your weekly certification on every Sunday. And also, you have to be able to go to the website to update your online resume.
So I have to do a resume?
Yes, ma'am. You have to update your online resume.
A resume for what?
Yes, ma'am. The resume is going to be for you to update on the website, which is that's going to be Alabama Works. My apologies. alabama.gov/VOSNET. Did you want to write that down?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be Alabama Works. alabama, which is spelled all the way out. .gov/VOSNET.
How you spell that?
Yes, ma'am. Which is spelled V like in Valerie. OS. NET/. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be the website that you go to update your online resume.
This don't even make no sense to me right here. What resume am I uploading when I already work?
Yes, ma'am. You still have to be able to upload your resume by going to that website. of all the jobs that you worked for before, you still had to be able to go on that website to upload it.
The job. Okay, I'm getting so confused right now. Okay, the job that I worked before or the job that I'm currently at? Because I'm not finna upload 20 resumes and y'all, and within 2 to 4 weeks, y'all only sending me $100 and something check. I'm not finna be going through all this for no $100 and something.
Yes, ma'am, I can understand it completely.
So I'm trying to figure out specifically, what resume do I need to load? How many do I need to load?
It's only going to be one resume, and that's going to be from all your previous employers.
Okay.
That you worked for in the past. Yes, ma'am.
All my previous employers I worked for.
Yes, ma'am. From your present to your previous ones.
I'll just do a resume for the job that I work at right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be that. Yeah. Okay, so now I have to go on the website and do this.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's it. Just upload the resume and that's it.
Yes, ma'am, and just file your weekly certification on every Sunday before 5 p.m.
Okay, file weekly. Okay, I thought I was filing right now.
No, ma'am, you were just filing for a new claim. You still have to be able to file your weekly certification every week.
Weekly certification every week. What is that?
Yes, ma'am, filing your weekly certification for benefits. Did you need the number for the weekly certification?
See, I'm getting confused because if we had to do all of this extra stuff you're telling us, why isn't it on this sheet?
You said why it's not on the sheet?
No, honey, all of that you telling me, the goal, the resume, all this, our job didn't tell us we had to do all that. All they said we had to do was go to this website, file our claim, or call you guys and file a claim. They didn't say nothing about we had to go do a resume, go do all this extra stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Your job is not going to be letting you know that you had to be able to create a resume.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to tell you the information.
Okay, and then you said this Sunday, what do I have to do? Do I have to call this number back again?
Yes, ma'am. This Sunday, you should be able to file your weekly certification, and the number for the weekly certification is 1-800-752-7389.
So I call that number this Sunday and
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Them what?
Yes, ma'am. You had to be able to answer some questions on there. You can either press 1 for yes or 9 for no.
Okay.
If you file
by what time do I need to call this Sunday?
You have to be able to call any time before 5 p.m. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. Our information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in the loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that'll be it.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.